I told you not to come. Of course. What girl wouldn't want her guy to see her with two black eyes and a splint on her busted nose and her hair buzzed so she looks like a 14-year-old boy? Super sexy, right? What do you want? I'm fine, okay? Happy? Or just let yourself in. That works too. Hey, I'm glad to see you. It's just, I wish you had waited so I could be a little less like this. The fight was, would you believe me if I said I almost had it? I had the triangle sunken deep. God, if there had been 3 more seconds on the clock. Didn't stand a chance against her on the card, though. Not every day your girl blows her first pro fight, huh? Once in a lifetime opportunity, really. Broken nose. Why did I do that? No, I could breathe fine before. The doctor said it right. I might have fallen asleep face down. I was really tired, okay? Yeah, I still have the medical kit you bought me. I mean, the weird metal instrument thing? Yeah, it's still in there. Why? Okay, I'm getting it. Bossy much? Here. What are you gonna do? Fuck no, you are not sticking that thing up my nose. I said no. Fine. I am tilting my head back. It doesn't tilt any farther. Are you gonna do this or not? Because it's starting to seem... Oh, Jesus, fuck! Fuck. That was... I can breathe. Oh, that is way better. Thanks for the gym surgery. But you didn't just come over to fix my nose. What are you doing here? No, I'm nowhere near starting to think about training for my next fight. There's not even a fight lined up, if there's even going to be one. My dad didn't take it best. I let him down. He needs some time to adjust, and then when both of us are ready, we can get back to it. Maybe I didn't get as much one-on-one time with him as I would have liked leading up to the fight. But he's got a whole gym to run. He's not neglecting me. You know my dad's a great coach. He was on the Olympic freestyle wrestling team. We just can't spend all our time on me. He needs my help with the other fighters in the gym. Mackenzie is this close to being a contender for the bantamweight championship. And David has a ton of potential. All he needs is the right kind of push. We talked about this. He's never going to let you be my grappling coach. He still thinks you're some punk who wants to play grab ass with me. He knows your fight record. And I think deep down that he knows that you and I aren't just a fling. It's hard for him to accept that I'm not all his anymore. So it helps him to pretend. Look, can we sit down? I'm not limping, I'm just tired. Wait, how do you know about the calf kicks? You watched the fight. You promised you wouldn't. Can you ever just do what I ask? Don't fucking try to change the subject. No, I'm not hurt anywhere else. All right, just stop poking me. You want the full inventory? Fine. Broken nose. Matching black eyes, as advertised. Muscle bruise on the calf. Cracked rib. Knuckles chewed to shit, of course. And a bruise the size of Massachusetts across my shoulders. When I was getting the triangle locked in, she thought slamming me on the mat would shake me loose. But you already knew that. No, he hasn't come to check on me yet. I have not been brooding alone in my sweats for days. I've done lots of stuff. Well, I slept. I watched Last of the Mohicans. I drank a protein shake. There wasn't any other food here. Dad likes me to stay with him and Mom during fight camp. I haven't been to the store yet since I got back, because people will think I'm like a domestic abuse victim or something. After that, I answered your texts. I thought about calling you for a bit, but I guess I tried to masturbate a couple times. It didn't go very well. My hands really hurt. What does that mean? We'll take care of that. Oh, you're just going to slide my sweatpants down. Okay, sure. Oh, God. I missed your tongue. Slow, slow, slow. It's been a while. Don't think I didn't notice those busy hands, too. But I don't remember you being this enthusiastic about my ass. Just leave the sweatpants around my knees. They're fine. I don't think I can step high enough to get out of them anyway. Oh, slide your tongue in. Mother of fuck. What? No, nothing hurts. Just get your face back in there. I'm close. Can I grab the back of your head? I need to grind against your mouth a little. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, grab me. Grab me. Shit. My leg is going. Oh, that was close. Can you help me hobble over to the bed? Whoa. Or pick me up. That works, too. Mind pulling the sweatpants all the way off while you're at it? Thanks. Do you think I could sit down on your lap for a bit? Sorry. I got a little intense for a second. I wasn't too rough with your face, was I? You don't think I could hurt you like that? All right, tough guy. We'll have a go again when I'm 100% and see how you feel about it then. I love this. Being curled up in your lap, and I can put my head against your chest and listen to you breathe in and out. It's like listening to the ocean or something. God, that was corny. Ah, I felt something. I think someone might need my attention. Come on, I'm hurt. I'm not made out of glass. This is the best thing that's happened to me since the fight. Not that. You coming over. Though that has been a highlight thus far. I want to show my appreciation. I want to do this. Are you going to listen to me for once or not? Okay, then. Just help me ease onto my back. Don't worry about the bruises. Lying down doesn't hurt too much. It's getting my arms over my head that's the problem. We're not going to be able to get the sweatshirt off, but you can push it up over my tits, or what little of them is left after the weight cut. Almost all my soft bits are gone now, and I can't believe I got the buzz cut before the fight. What's it like making out with a 14-year-old boy? Everything you hope for? Shut up! You do not like me this way. I'll need a lot of convincing. No. Don't stop. I like it when you play with my tits. That one's just the cracked rib, you know? Try to stick with the other one, yeah? Oh. keep swirling your tongue around it like that? Huh? What do you mean we're going to have to take the sweatshirt off at some point? What do I need a shower for? I do not stink. I had a shower. Oh, fuck. That was before the fight. Oh my god, you went down on me. Ugh, how bad was it? I'm so sorry. You should have said something. Okay, you're right. We'll have to get it off sooner or later. Might as well be now. You're gonna have to pull it over my head, though. I'm ready. Fuck. 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 Ah. Okay. Okay, not so bad. Wait, no. Don't go yet. No. You're in my guard. I've got my underhooks in, and you're not going anywhere. I know. I've got some BO, but you've got me riled up, and I don't think I'm going to be calm enough for a shower until you finish what you've started. Or you can fight me. It's your call. Good call. You're going to have to undress without my help, though. I do like the show, though. No, get on top of me. It's fine, it's fine. Your nose just bumped my nose a bit. Don't stop. I've always liked stroking you. Head to base, to head, over and over again. Feeling you get stiff in my hand. And the way you gasp in my ear. Just listen to you pant. Don't worry about my hand. Just worry about what it's doing. It's not that bad, I said. Do you trust me or not? Good boy. Then let me do this. Oh, God. The way you arch your back and hump into my hand when I speed up is... Ah, oh, it's the best. Your whole body is quivering. Are you getting close? Then you better get inside me while there's still time. I like that. Deep, deep. No, that doesn't. No, that's not true. It's not that it doesn't hurt. You want me so bad. And you're trying to be so gentle at the same time. Even when it hurts, this amazing ache. Every time you thrust in slow but hard. Every time your fingers or your lips accidentally brush a sore spot. It pushes me so close to the edge. That's it. So good. Even though it hurts, it drives me crazy. I want it. I want it so bad. Come on. Come on. Fuck. 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 I'm seeing spots. What? Drag you to the shower. That's my line. Maybe you could cuddle up with my smelly ass for a little bit. If it's not too horrible. The rib. Oh, it's fine, it's fine. I should order food after the shower. I haven't eaten and I don't know. I was thinking pizza. Farewell, abs. We hardly knew ya. Hey, I was thinking. No, not just about the pizza. Maybe you could show me around your gym tomorrow? You've been talking about wanting to coach me for a while, and I need to start thinking about my next fight. I can't be an invalid forever. What do you say?